May the sweet presence of Jesus be with you and keep you from materialism during this holy season. Dear ones, do not neglect Jesus to go shopping. He needs your comfort. And while Christians are out partying, eating, drinking, and spending money, the Satanists are fasting and praying against us to get ready for their next cycle of evil and attack on January 1st. So please keep that in mind. We need to be faithful to our God. Amen. Amen. The Blessed Mother visited us during this rosary and gave us a message. Beloved family, thank you for your prayers. I know it seems like nothing to you, but your prayers are being heard. One of the reasons we want you to go out into the world is so that you will understand the impact you are having on the world. We want you to experience the miracles, and we want you to connect with the sorrows of the people and grow in empathy. Staying cloistered, you are in your own little world, and it can make you indifferent to the sorrows and trials of others. Mingling with other people changes that. You begin to feel empathy because you too have suffered many of the same things they are struggling with. Your experience and wisdom can bring comfort to them. Jesus went out among them. He withdrew for prayer, but then he went out and touched lives as only he could. Just so, we want you to go out among the people and take on their burdens upon your shoulders. These indeed are your children. Even as Mother Claire shared the drawing with you, you are brides of my son, standing on the side of a mountain, dispensing prayers that bring graces from heaven and healing. When she says we, by the way, she's talking about the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and herself. Or it could just be Jesus and herself, or the Holy Spirit and herself. But basically, I think they've got a little team up there with our name on it, with quite a few saints, including St. Francis and St. Faustina. In any case, moving on, she continued, without your presence, this world would be a darker place. Never underestimate the power of light to overcome the darkness. A room may be pitch black, but the moment a candle is lit, the light reaches into every corner. And so it is with you. Your light overpowers the darkness, and prayer is an expression of that light being directed towards those in need. It is impossible for those in darkness not to experience light when you pray for them. The more candles that are lit, the more light, the more healing, wisdom, and illumination of who Jesus truly is to them. But for you to truly realize the impact you have on others, you must mingle with them and shoulder their burdens just as Jesus did. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the gospel. Mother, where and when do you want us to go out? She answered very simply, now and always. This is the simple answer. There is always a great need for light. Your messages bring light, but you miss the interaction with others. It's like living in a vacuum. Boy, I can feel that, and I don't like it. We are preparing you all to go out. In the coming months, the need will be greatly intensified for you to touch souls that are literally crumbling up and dying because they've been separated from their families. We want you to step in as family members and give them the love and security they crave. Okay, so taking a break here on that note, Mother Elizabeth has connections around the Mexican border, and there are a lot of orphans down there, little children that don't have any families. They're just wandering around the desert in their little diapers or totally lost and confused and trying to get away from traffickers, from being kidnapped. And they're alone, you know, no parents. It's just terrible. It's just awful what's going on. And these are firsthand reports from people who live down there about how serious it is. And the Haitian refugees have been flooding in, and Cambodian refugees have been flooding in. It's unbelievable what's going on in Texas. It's just unbelievable. And the border. So the Lord has instructed us to help with the burdens there. And we're working on a house, and we have a couple who's just sold their home to come and be with us, who speak Spanish and are very interested in helping this cause. So they may end up being an orphanage, and we're fully backing and supporting them. So it's exciting how the Lord has immediately raised up people that will go and take care of these children. Okay, the last thing where we were at is we want you to step in as family members and give these orphans and these lost ones the love and security they crave. And I answered her, I said, "Mother, I confess I have nothing." She corrected me gently and said, "No, you have Jesus, all the angels and saints on your side, and as a community and family, you have one another. You have yet to gather and minister. You will see many good things occurring when you do so. Fast in preparation to go out and invest prayer for those souls who you would minister to. This is a new manifestation of your family that you will experience. You are always reluctant when you do something new. And you should be if you're thinking you will do it in your own strength. But it is not your strength that will get the job done. It is the anointing. As all of you come to his feet and soak in the presence of his glory. For this, you will need more time in worship, more waiting on him until he moves, more faith to receive. Blessed ones, you must press in with worship and go deeper. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength, and they will mount up on wings as eagles." And then I asked her, "Please instruct us on how you want us to go about this." And she answered, "Follow the unfolding of events set before you, and this shall be made clear. And remember, all of heaven is cheering you on." Wow. May the heart of Jesus touch your hearts, dear family. Just before our prayer time, we were discussing what is going on at the Mexican border. A young girl has been trafficked back and forth 14 times in the last few weeks. Only God can repair the shattered soul. We got this information from friends that are operating in an orphanage at the border. The things that are being done to them are horrific. Blessed Mother, there are just no words. Please help us to do the right thing. As everyone began praying, she began speaking. "I do want you to save as many children as you can." And at that time, I heard the mystery of the scourging at the pillar. And she said, "The abuse of these children is like unto the scourging he received and still receives. So bitterly painful is this to him." I asked, "How does he survive it?" She replied, "He is God. He must survive it. We want to comfort him and do exactly as he pleases." She replied, "You need internal organization so that you can be divided to take care of this new need. They have nowhere safe to go, beloved, nowhere safe at all. Provide for them a safe haven, food, clothing, shelter, and teach them to turn to Jesus and me for comfort. Build a strong faith in them. Direct them away from witchcraft. There will be a school to help them to the next step. They must have teaching, beloved. They cannot adjust without understanding the language of this culture. If there is to be a school, the Lord will send you teachers, just elementary things to begin with. This is what Mother Teresa did, and her children grew up strong and able to live a good life. Pool your resources to care for these orphans. Everyone should be involved in this endeavor, not just your income for the community, but everyone's income. Pure religion is this, to comfort the orphans and the widows in their needs. What good does preaching or singing do if the most basic needs of a desperate people around you are not met? There's plenty of room for hands-on ministry. This does not negate the desert community. You are branching out in more than one way. Helping the children will appeal to many on the channel, so keep them up to date with photos. God is with you, Claire. Truly He is. Step out in faith, and we will take care of the details in what is lacking. And that's totally amazing, because immediately some prospects showed up for land, and a couple just had sold their house are interested in taking on this burden. And they're so qualified. They're wonderful people. She continued, "He is with you." And Jesus began, "Indeed, I am, and I am deeply comforted by your heart's response to something that causes me more pain than I have ever experienced. Yes, I have never had this kind of pain. It is absolutely heartrending to see these families broken up and trafficked. Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." That was being said at the time that the Lord was speaking. "Truly," he continued, "these are your children. It does not matter that you send others to do this work. They are at your disposal, just like the angels I assigned to you. They are in your hands, these little ones. You must do what you can for them, and I will send helpers." And that was the end of his message.